If we're talking about octagon control and you're talking about damage, Jeff Neal had the harder hits. Ian Machado Gary, I thought, was on his skates. That boy was running.
Or resetting. Some people say that's resetting.
Well, reset these nuts. And
Anytime I watch Robert Whittaker fight, it is the most anxiety-ridden fight. All of his fights, bro, I don't care what it is.
Hit so much.
Bro, remember when he fought Darren Till? My butthole was so tight watching that fight.
Our boy, friend of the podcast, untagged himself from our video that David took.
Well, what did I say?
That was a rough one.
He looks like a blobfish.
But every time I look at his face, I see that blobfish in the deep sea.
What did I say? Our most viewed.
Oh, my bad, bro.
Sorry, dude.
Wow. If he was older, he would have been like, ha, 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 with J-A-J-A-J-A.
And he would have changed his fight. Casuals MMA podcast and combat sports show. We are just casual fans that clearly don't know anything about the fighting sport or punching or kicking because a lot of picks were wrong in this past card.
All my picks.
Dude, nobody got it right. Nobody got it right. Hey. If there's no such thing as an MMA pick expert. There really isn't. There's too many variables to get it right.
For main card? Me. So yeah, watch yourself. My name is Gilbert. That guy who still won't show his ears if they had surgery or not is Nick Dunn. And the hyung of all hyungs.
Hyung.
Suck on my penis or you're gay.
Quote by Carl Lentz.
Hyung means big brother?
It's like your older brother.
Older brother.
I'm all your fucking hyungs, dude. Shut
what about?
Even John.
Yeah,
I'm hyung to John.
Everybody's fucking hyung, dude. Suck on my gochu right
hyung.
Now. Hyung. Korea never loses except to Japan one time, but that's a do-over. It's a very lucky time, okay?
UFC 298, Volkanovski.
Let's go backwards before we get to
Because
that shit is, there's so much to say about that.
Did you guys watch prelims or no?
I watched some, not all.
Same. Okay, I'm going to just really, like, let's point out some of these. Chinese dude. Did you guys watch the Chinese dude?
Dude, fucking Yao Ming, dude. This guy.
You know why Yao Ming? Not because he's even Chinese. It's the calves.
Small Ming.
He looks like Yao Ming.
He's Small Ming, for sure.
Let's start calling him Small Ming, yeah.
Dude,
Zhang Yang versus Brendan Ribeiro, who's also a very scary striker. Dude, he was getting pieced up for a bit, and then homie just pulled out that communist fist and pop, pop.
China power.
Dude, he gave him the CCP punch.
CCP.
Everyone in China was just lifting arms. Harnessing power, yo.
What'd you guys think about this guy? Kind of undefeated.
Strong.
Bro, the cat. When did Chinese people have big calves?
Dude, he's a mountain Chinese for sure, dude. This guy's first pet was a goat.
Look at his head, bro. It's shaped. It's shaped like a square. Exactly where he's
from. That's Bart Kwan.
That's Bart Kwan's cousin, yeah.
Straight up Bart Kwan.
He's not a Jeremy Lin Chinese, I'll tell you that.
You want to know why? Jeremy Lin's Taiwanese. So that's interesting that you would even phrase it that way. You're trying to cause problems in that area of the world.
They're basically Chinese escapees, all right?
Love you, honey.
Yeah.
She is, too.
Know your history, all right? You're Chinese, but you're not Chinese. Same, not the same, you know what I mean?
That guy, dude, fun. I thought he called out Alex Pereira or something like that, which I thought was funny.
How would he call him out? What would he say?
Do more of Beijing.
That's legit.
If we did this the whole podcast, people wouldn't even know the difference. They're like, dude, this is a Chinese MMA podcast.
It's so good.
Sorry, tangent. Speaking of Chinese, you posted a video of, like, I think a Middle Eastern dude and a white guy doing the Chinese accent. It was so good.
I think they're both stand-up comics, but the one guy's an impressionist, and he does the accent the best.
The Persian cat.
Yeah.
He does like Gary Vee.
That's amazing. Right?
But the white guy's good, too.
But they're both good. That's how you
hold
do
up,
it.
Hold up. I can't even do it.
Dude, there are Asian influencers always try to do Chinese accents, and it's so bad.
So bad.
This guy, so nailed good. It. So good, man. Bravo, man.
Shout out to more non-Asians doing Asian accents.
Yeah, try it out.
Promote that. Try it out. Give it a shot.
Yeah. Ching chong, ching chong.
All right. This guy, Rinya Nakamura versus Carlos Vera.
That's the future, dude.
Yeah.
I think you guys talked about him before.
He's the Japanese equivalent of the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's every Japanese guy's face.
Alex Pereira. Look at Godzilla.
Dude. Dude.
Godzilla, dude? That's not fair.
Godzilla minus one.
That's a low blow.
Really great movie. Really great movie. This guy, Godzilla minus one. Hey, these guys hurt my country. Rinya Nakamura.
Yeah.
MMA fighter to the T, dude. What is he not good at? Where is he not good?
Next level.
Next
dude,
level shit.
He's a minus 1350.
That's fucking underdog. Crazy, dude.
I didn't know Japanese MMA or even fighters were really good at wrestling. I didn't know there was a wrestling program there.
Well, there's a big wrestling culture in Japan. There's...
Sumo?
No, regular wrestling.
I didn't know
that. It's part of like judo's, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Combat sports is huge in Japan, bro.
Yeah, man. He's so good. I mean, people, he was disappointed in himself because he didn't knock him out, but he broke his hand or something. So that was an adjustment he made, and he just smothered the fuck out of
him. So he sempukked himself afterwards?
Yeah. I don't want to remember it anymore.
Dude, so much shame in that post-fight speech. Hey, dude, you won.
No, I did. Is he alive? Hey, but he's alive.
I think for fighting, that's a very helpful mindset. I think you need to have that mindset.
Blueprint,
you,
yeah.
You need to have a very Japanese mindset about things.
Yeah, because if he did that and he just walked in, he was like, I'm the best.
I'm the greatest.
Nowhere to improve.
I mean, there is one fighter on the main card that had the opposite Japanese mindset and, you know, made it happen. All right, let's go to Marcos Rodrigo de Lima versus. So for people listening... what's his brother's name? Justin. Justin Tafa was out, and then Junior Tafa came in, and then when he was in, his calf broke down.
Oh.
Well, this was a question that I had in my mind, right? Like, when you look at Marcos, like, I don't know too much about him, but one thing I do know, he loves leg kicks. So, I wonder what Junior's plan was.
He's like, I'm gonna hit him. Yeah. I'm gonna hit him in the head.
Like,
I'm gonna walk up to him and hit him in the fucking face.
Is it that hard? Is it hard just to make that last minute adjustment to even though you know there's leg kicks coming, just to
low key though, bro? I think it's the first one. The first one that hurts changes everything.
That's it. Just one.
It's just like, oh fuck,
oi,
oi,
oi, oi. But yeah, those leg kicks were fucking devastating. And in my mind, I'm like,
bro,
did you watch one video of Marcos? Because you should know he's going to leg kick you.
Hit him the kiff. Isn't he also like a very high level jiu-jitsu player? And then I feel like Junior is probably not good on the ground.
Bro, your last name is De Lima. You good at jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. Brasil.
Yeah, you're at least a purple belt.
See, I thought Tafa would have the advantage because he is from like the kickboxing world, and I think he was ranked in kickboxing. So I was surprised he didn't adjust. I think his coaches even said, hey, why don't you go southpaw?
MMA is MMA, baby.
Yeah.
True.
MMA is
MMA. I'll say this about some of the Samoan cats is that typically you could see them be too reliant on their power.
Especially these.
Yeah, so it's like all they got to do is just land one, and then they'll put you out, but... Rogerio Lima is a big, big, strong man.
Yeah.
And these guys...
Don't you fuck him already, dude.
Yeah, dude, look at those pecs. You see those traps?
Yeah, he's a big, big, strong
he's
man.
He's a big old strong
he's,
man.
He is big,
say like that, dude.
But yeah, Junior Tafa...
Trying to be sexy, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He also came in, you know, obviously last minute.
Literally last minute.
Seriously.
I wouldn't have taken that fight.
No.
Why would you? Like, you're on your up and up, and you want to take on a fight like that literally the day before? Don't think so.
Low-key, like, I know it's good storyline in, like, the MMA media world to, like, take last-minute fights, but I think we've all learned. Let's not do that no more. Especially if you're number two pound for pound of all time, let's not take last-minute fights.
Mm.
If you're going to do a last-minute fight, you can't lose like that. You can't lose like that. It has to be a dog fight, you know? Yeah. Not like that. Hey, talking about winning and losing at the same time, Mackenzie Dern, we all won in that fight.
Yes, sir!
I've never seen that much cakes until I went into a bakery. You know what I'm saying? That shit was nice. My lady got them Hawaiian buns on her, dude. I loved it.
Dude,
little sweet rolls.
That cameraman was like, bro, you literally could be shooting something else right now. But
oh, he knows the mission.
In it.
There were some angles I didn't even know the UFC had. I was like, what is this? I've never seen this angle before.
Bro, is there a ref with a GoPro?
Never had my dick card in a fight ever in my life. At that time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Run at a BFL GoPro for no reason.
Yeah.
A PFL GoPro.
You guys usually never do this for UFC fights. Like,
yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Now we do. Today we will.
Man, we called it though, man. We're just like, Mackenzie Dern, hopefully she doesn't stand up and bang. She'll go to jiu-jitsu. And guess what? She didn't. Why is she not? Nick, tell me. Why does she not engage in more grappling situations until the last round?
I don't know, bro. I think wrestling is just hard, bro. Like, it's hard to teach. Like, you never see a guy... Or a special, like a jiu-jitsu specialist come into the game and then develop a bunch of wrestling afterwards. I feel like it's kind of rare, you know? But maybe it's just our style, just these poor habits. But Lemos is also just a crazy striker. So it's like, it's just like she hits, once again, it's like they punch you in the head once and then you go to defense mode. Like you go to what you feel comfortable with.
This was like an easy pick for me. because seeing what Amanda has done, even in her losses, how fucking amazing she is. I'm like, Mackenzie, if she keeps falling in love with these hands of hers, right, where she's like, oh, this is, I think in her mind, or maybe like in the coaching staff's mind, they think her jiu-jitsu is on lock, but the ability to get to those hips are not being addressed. So it's like for her, maybe she's thinking, oh, I just need to get these hands right. Mm-hmm. And if I touch her, I'll get to her hips or get to her legs. But, you know, just watching MMA and for the past like 10 years, when has that ever happened? Mm. It's striking leading up into the entry that gets you there. Mm-hmm. It's never, oh, I could strike and then I'll have it. Mm-hmm. When has that happened? Maybe in the last, maybe early UFC times.
Yeah.
Maybe the gap that they think that she's missing is her hands, but that's not the gap. I don't think that, because I think Mackenzie hits hard. Mm-hmm. She's a big fucking girl. But just work on the wrestling. Just get there.
Yeah, just a little more smother, but...
But didn't she, third round, wouldn't you say she didn't wrestle, but she was like clinch and then pull guard? Like, couldn't she have been just doing that the whole time?
Yeah, because I feel like she's probably used to, once she grips you and like...
I got you.
Yeah, then she could pull you on top of her, and normally she could, because she did have good moments in the fight.
Yeah.
But when someone is just willing to disengage in grappling and just try to stand up and get away from you, then it's a little bit... Then your tactics have to change, especially when they could punch you in the face as you're trying to reach for them.
Because Amanda fought Zhang Wei Li.
Yep.
Right? And that was a dope banger of a fight.
Yeah.
It was fucking competitive. But the thing with Zhang did was what? She's an MMA fighter. She started taking her down.
Yeah, she started mixing it up.
Mixing it up, dude.
And then she ran circles around her. So, yeah, Amanda Lemos is, she's top. She's top dog in strawweight.
She's next.
You know?
But yeah, Mackenzie Dern, man, still could be a very big star. But bro, just needs to.
Let's talk about the next fight.
I mean, you talked to you called
Nick.
One,
you called it. I'm an idiot.
Did I call it?
You called it.
Me I thought
and
I
David were like we're like Kopilov, and you're like.
No, we were kind of. I kind of was unsure after I found out that Roman was a last minute
replacement.
Got it.
Because when at first, because I'm very confident in Roman, and then when it was a last minute against Anthony Hernandez, I'm like, I don't know about that,
bro. As I was watching the fight, I watched it as if I picked Kopilov. I was like,
no, you picked Anthony.
I was like, damn, I got that fight wrong.
No, you got it right. I was watching. Yeah. I was like, but seeing how Roman, how confident he was, I was like, oh, this guy's going to win. And also, I was also judging Anthony's just body and demeanor. He just seems very unassuming.
Well, he's a motherfucker.
He's just sick as fuck.
He's so good.
So
he's
is
really
Roman.
Good.
But, you know, once you told me it was a last minute replacement, I'm always iffy. Like, you don't come into a last minute replacement against Anthony Hernandez.
He's tough and he's like.
He's good all around.
His conditioning is really good. He said it was like a weakness for him.
What?
His conditioning. So he said recently he's been doing more conditioning and he's been able to, in his post fight, and he's been able to beat all these guys. But in my head, I was like, I just always thought he had really good conditioning.
I was like, maybe
I'm just not that good of a fan, I guess.
But what you were talking about, I earlier, even though we were joking, it's the mentality of some of these fighters. Mm. Where even for us, when we look at him, like, that's his strength. He goes, no, that's my weakness. Mm-hmm. How can I tell? You're so fucking good.
Shit. But he's going to be another problem at middleweight. Like, the middleweight division, like we said last week, is...
It's juicy.
It's getting real
juicy. It's getting real juicy.
Almost as juicy as Rogério de Lima, dude.
That man body.
I never thought I loved the guy as much as until I saw that.
He's a thick man. He's like Alex, but just bigger.
Can't stop thinking about him. All right, what's the next fight?
Anthony Hernandez, but really quick. Also, that vibe, the star power, when he choked him out and he's sticking his tongue out, give me very much like a Nate Diaz vibe.
Yeah, kind of, huh?
Why, because he's Mexican?
Whoa. Yeah, you Latinos, go back to your Mexico City card next week.
It's this Saturday. Real funny little story that just reminded me of this. My mom sometimes, because, you know, when she's like talking about people, she'll use their ethnicity to describe who's there.
Of course.
And she's so fucking funny because she would speak to me in Korean so people won't understand. But you know what she would call Mexican people in Korean? What? Mexican. And I'm like, hey, it sounds like Mexican, mom. Like, it's the exact same Mexican. Word. She goes, Mexican. I'm like,
they won't understand me.
Yeah, they don't understand.
All right, here we go. Bantamweight.
Oh,
we have
God,
Triple
so
C.
Wrong.
All the stakes were there. He was going to retire if he didn't beat Merab, and Merab came out like a freaking star showboating.
He's a
so
star,
confident.
Dude. He's
got
a
all of
star.
Georgia, even probably the state of Georgia was behind him.
I don't speak Russian. I'm Georgian.
David, give me your thoughts on Merab.
Can I just say something? This is my last time I'm showing up on this podcast. I know nothing. I will say, it's Triple C. He's an Olympian. Do you think he's going to take Henry Cejudo down?
You have OG bias.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see this now. You have a lot of OG bias.
I've already said this, though. I always go for the older fighter.
Yeah.
Henry Cejudo got butt-fucked throughout this whole
That's what it says. Fight. Decision by butt fucking.
By butt fucking. BF. They're like, what does BF stand for?
Butt fucking. Dude.
He lifted him in the air like a baby.
Dude, to Mark Zucker. He delivered it to Meta.
To the Zuck.
Straight up, dude. He goes, Apple Vision Pro better.
He puts one on the lips.
Micro LED. Boom. You don't know? Can you place screen in AR world? Boom.
Real tech head, Marav. Yeah.
Knows everything about tech.
Him and Marquise Brown.
Yeah, MKB.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Henry Cejudo look so helpless?
Man. Well, okay. I saw shades. I saw shades of that when he fought Aljo.
Oh, I know. Don't say
like
that.
Like when I saw the Aljo fight, I kind of was like, oh yeah, we're underestimating Father Aljo. Father. Yeah, and we're also overestimating Cejudo's ability. Mm. You know, and Marab obviously trains a lot with Aljo, and he kind of brings a similar style grappling wise of just pace.
Hey, my boy Cejudo still cracked him in the jaw real quick.
Bro,
first round wasn't bad.
First round, I was like, Cejudo's good, man. I was like, we forgot about Cejudo. But maybe him firing that coach was a good idea, is what I said.
And then rehiring him again in the same week,
which was not a joke at all. You legit fired him.
He felt the backlash.
Yep,
and wanted to switch it up.
He goes,
wait, for real, there wasn't a publicity stunt.
Come on, you give me your thoughts.
No fucking way, dude. He goes, ha, we fooled the world.
No. But then literally in another video, the coach is like, yeah, he fired me 9 months ago.
Oh, that's the worst.
So stupid.
You can feel it too, where he's like, way too much backlash. He couldn't handle it.
Oh my God. When you showed me that video, he's like, he fired me 9 months ago. It's like, okay.
That's really bad.
And he goes, bad luck, dude.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and he kept seeing other fighters. Like, yeah, we got everyone, right?
Oh.
Coach is like, I don't know. You fired me, though.
I haven't had a paycheck in a year.
I'm on unemployment.
I'm on welfare.
Damn, that sucks. That's dirty, bro.
Yeah, Marab took him down a total of how many times? It was 7 or 8 times. It was something ridiculous.
Dude, Marab, it's just the pace. It doesn't make sense. Like, the numbers don't make sense for him.
I just know. Here's the thing. I should know. You always have to go for the uglier fighter.
Yeah. Because look at this dude.
Marab is hideous. Like, he looks like a troll.
But he does give you Energizer battery vibes. You know, like,
oh, yeah, stop.
Like, he's just he's won't stop. Can't
Kobe,
stop.
Kobe Covington.
Kind of even more. He's more crackheadish than Kobe.
Nonstop.
I think Sean O'Malley is a tough. This is a tough fight for Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, I just don't like his spinning wheel kicks. Marab shouldn't do those.
Nah, he should. Honestly, the chaos is part of it. I think it's part of the package.
Chaos, Marab Covington.
Oh shit! Ooh,
wow,
shit.
Bars,
oh,
dude.
My God. Oh,
chaos, fuck. Covington.
Are you a Bosco? Stop it. All right, we got the next fight.
Waterfall.
All right, wait. What's next for Marab? Title.
Oh,
title, right?
100%.
Whoever the winner of Chito Sean.
I think Marab beats the shit out of Aljo.
I think so too.
Well, you think they're gonna? Oh, that's just you just.
Oh, did you guys see the post-fight thing?
No, explain.
Well, they were talking about, I think Aljo was in his corner, and then I think there was a comment about, it was harder to understand what he was saying a little bit.
Why?
Because his accent.
Okay.
Thank you. And he was talking.
Racist.
He was talking about how, like, he might fight Aljo. He kind of said it briefly in the post-fight. Did you guys see that? Did you guys catch that?
That has to happen. Even if they're friends, I just want to see it. Right? I really want to see them fight each other.
But then Marab, I think, is going to Vegas. He said something about him going, changing camps and going to Vegas.
To Couture?
I don't know where, but he said Vegas. Hey, mentioned that in his
question, though. How great is Jose Aldo then? Because Jose Aldo beat Marab. I don't give a fuck what that says.
He looked the best out of all of them.
Couldn't take down Jose Aldo once. He tried his fucking best. His pace didn't mean shit.
Yeah.
Jose Aldo, GOAT of all time. Marab, you suck. Just kidding. I like him a lot.
He won the Open.
I fucking love Marab.
Also, I didn't know how funny Marab.
He's hilarious.
Like, I started watching sketches when all the fighters started talking about, this dude's great.
When he found out that Henry Cejudo fired his coach, he was cracking jokes about how he was going to hire him in his corner.
That would have been that's amazing.
That's just funny. That's just hilarious. And he's best friends with fucking Ilia Topuria. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, Georgia brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were training with each other, and they were like cutting weight together.
Two champs.
It's crazy.
All right, let's move over to welterweight. Jeff Neal versus Ian Machado Gary. Before we even get into the fight, Ian did win. I thought it was weird that I've never seen this before, where cameras in the UFC would point to the wife by herself.
What is that
was
about?
Sitting with no one else.
Yeah, she had her own little
awkward.
And she's like,
This, you know, if anybody wanted to talk about fight conspiracy and showing favoritism on an upcoming star, this was the worst way to hide
an industry plant.
Yes.
I just learned what that term
is. Bobby Althoff.
Ian Kevin Hart Machado Gary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ian Machado Gary.
A little
Gary,
shot there. A little, interesting.
No. That's what Cat Williams said about him.
Oh, that's right. In the interview.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know
Cat
Williams.
Know your news, idiot.
This guy doesn't know Cat Williams. Gotta watch more Breakfast Club.
Yeah, dude. Christ. Have some
rib. You're the donkey of the day right now, bud.
Yeah. This guy has no ribs.
Yeah, it's fucking idiot. No. You're being such a moron right now.
I call Cap. Yeah. What else do they say, dude?
They say stuff like that.
They say things, man.
Yeah, they say Cap. Things are capping and things are popping off.
Yeah,
popping off.
Yeah, what the Riz Cap, bruh?
On God.
Did you think Ian won?
I didn't really care about it, honestly. Like,
he did.
He did win.
I'll say he won.
I think he won. I you know, it's just like, I think we expected that.
I thought.
Bro, I saw a headline. I saw a headline saying how Ian Machado Gary had to study NFL wide receivers to be able to, like, get away from Jeff Neal.
I don't want to hear that.
And I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't want to hear none of that.
He just seemed like juking.
He starts wearing these like these
gloves.
Yeah.
You know what I saw? I saw a bunch of dolphins in the water. He's jumping out.
Yeah, yeah. See, if he said that, I'll be like, that's tight. That's cool. That's on brand.
The clicking noises they make. I was like, Jeff Neal.
You thought Jeff Neal won. It seems like you're about to say thought he won at least two rounds or something.
I mean, if we're talking about octagon control as a precursor,
this is interesting
for judging, and you're talking about damage, Jeff Neal had the harder hits.
Mm.
Ian Machado Gary, I thought, was on his skates. That boy was running.
Yeah.
So just
or resetting. Some people say that's resetting.
Well, reset these nuts.
This guy told me to reset my nuts.
I think this is the OG bias coming.
This is OG. This is OG rules.
It's not the OG bias on this.
My old
right?
man.
So. And also, too, nothing really happened. It was a pretty uneventful fight.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at octagon control and who hit harder, it was Jeff Neal.
Mm.
So that's why I leaned toward Jeff Neal. I'm not mad about the decision.
For sure.
I actually thought Jeff Neal won.
I get it. No, I don't think you're wrong. Like, I do feel like...
I see that, but I still lean towards Ian. Those knees and those punches were just nonstop.
Yeah, I just thought he had he was just more active.
Yeah.
But I think the argument for power shots could be made with Jeff Neal for sure.
Yeah.
And just how he was walking him down.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were upset with how Ian Gary was fighting and how he was running away from Jeff Neal.
Said he was a knock him out. Didn't look like it. Looked like you were scared.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I just, once again, he's a little, he's just not very likable.
You know what? This is not going to be a popular opinion. On the mic, in the ring, so unlikable, but watching him in some interviews or like embedded, he's like a nice guy. You feel him talk about his family, he's like, I just try to tune it out. When he's talking to fighters, you're like, oh, I get you. But then he gets in the ring, you're just like, dude, shut up.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It seems like he's like, I think you said this last time about him. Like, he's down to talk shit, but then if you say something to him, it's a little like, all right, whatever, bro. But I do feel like he really wants the Colby Covington fight because one, he knows he could probably beat him. Two, yeah, big money.
But then,
and he gets to be a baby face if he beats the shit out of this dude.
Because people hate Colby.
Exactly.
Now.
So it's just the polar opposite.
Smart pick.
And it's a good fight for him, bro. I think it's a really good
idea.
I'll
tell you this. I love Colby compared to Ian.
Ooh,
I think Colby is a lot more likable because of how ridiculous his character is.
Oh, I see.
True character.
Because he's being ridiculous, but it's just him. You know? It's like, oh, you're just that.
Like, to me, I do feel like I do like the shtick that Colby puts up. Yeah. I think it's a fun time.
He has created some of the best fight cards because of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, his last fight card, he's a little off. I think he's a little rusty with the shit talk.
But it was fun, though.
For sure,
He came out in fucking George Washington hair.
And I can't believe you chose Ian Machado Gary over Jeff Neal on Black History Month. That's insane, dude.
Yeah. Did I choose Ian?
I think we both did.
He made the same point. Doesn't live in America.
Well, he speaks Portuguese, and he's very cultured.
No. Just because he's put his dick into somebody who's Portuguese speaking doesn't make any sense.
No, he did something more. He took a Brazilian ex-husband and put it in his name.
Okay, you know what?
That's good. Good, Machado.
Now you're being mean, dude.
Now over here, now he's just doing too much, all right? Now his racism is really showing. Yeah. I have a black friend. He might as well just say that.
You're compensating really hard, huh?
All right.
Hey, the one fight I called right.
Middleweight fight, I was completely wrong. I Paulo Costa looked amazing in this fight.
Can I say this? In the first round, I picked Robert Whittaker, but in the first round, I was like, I got this fight wrong, too.
I mean, I knew Rob was going to look good, but Costa looked different.
Okay.
Did he not?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this.
I'll say this. Costa is durable. He's a big, strong guy. And I think he does present a lot of problems for most people that he fights just because of those issues. But anytime I watch Robert Whittaker fight, it is the most anxiety-ridden fight. All of his fights, bro, I don't care what it is.
Hit so much.
Bro, but it's like the jabs on his face. Yeah, and his body language scares the shit. And you, because everyone likes the guy. But every time, remember when he fought Darren Till? My butthole was so tight watching that fight. Because both guys got kind of dropped. And they're all like herky-jerky, fainting the whole time. You don't know who's going to throw. But every Robert Whittaker fights like that.
High-risk, high-reward fighter, dude.
Yeah.
That's how he fights. And how the fuck did Paulo Costa throw a spinning heel kick?
Yeah, and it landed.
Like, anybody would have got caught by that because he's never thrown a spinning heel kick ever.
Yeah.
Paulo Costa, though, I will say this.
Did you like it?
He did a lot of homework, and he applied it. He kind of was anticipating Robert Whittaker rarely ever throws a single shot, unless it's that combos, really loose jab. He always follows up with that two to the head kick. That 1-2 is always coming, and you saw Paulo Costa make these adjustments, shoulder rolling off of it, and he was prepared for these leg kicks. He looked like a focused fighter.
He made adjustments in the fight, too.
I was like, oh, Paulo, you a fighter now, huh? Oh, you just don't bang. You a fighter. You're cerebrals?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Dude, the boy's stock went up.
But even when he got to the title shot, he was still pretty young in his career, too, right? Like, he's only had a couple of big fights going into that title shot against Izzy. And then now I'm sure, and he's been in the game long enough where he's starting to get these new reads and these
but
wrinkles.
Look, you ain't the Reaper, though. Okay, man. My man got that sight. All right.
But part of me is like, I don't know if I could stand another Robert Whittaker fight.
He's the most elusive, not elusive fighter. Because his style looks like in and out, angles, but it's like, bro, you can't hit all the time.
But he gets his hands dirty. Because he's in there. He's down to scrap. Like, that's the thing. That's the reason why people love Bobby Knuckles.
This is why people will still say he was probably one of the most exciting 185 champions. Because he always brought the heat.
Remember the Yo Romero fights? How stressful those fights were?
Insane.
All those fights were stressful.
An elusive style, but he's not afraid to bring the fight to you.
Yeah.
Right? People who usually sit in his stance that bounce like that, they're counter strikers. Mm-hmm. He is offensive.
He pushes the pace.
Oh, I love it, dude. Robert Whittaker will definitely be a Hall of Famer.
Who's next for Bobby then?
It doesn't matter, mate. Whoever.
You know what? The whole UFC, like you were talking about the middleweight division, even seeing Paulo Costa, it's just all fun.
Yeah.
Like, give me any fight.
You could do any matchup, really.
Here, actually, let's see. Does he fight? What does he fight next? Yeah, Drickus, Israel. I mean, Robert's at 3. We don't want to see him fight Jared.
He beat Marvin Vittori.
He's cleaned out a lot of the division.
Dude, Sean Strickland and Robert Whittaker would be kind of fun.
That would be an interesting matchup.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're both kind of top dogs, right?
Go forward.
And then I don't know what you do with Izzy. I don't know when he's going to come back.
It's Izzy DDP. Come on.
But then Brendan Allen is interesting, too.
I still think Sean won that fight against DDP.
Mm. Hold on to it, baby. Hold on to it.
All right, main event.
Alexander Volkanovski versus Ilya Topuria.
Ugh, man, you want to talk about some shit that I don't know. I talk so much shit. Dude, I wish I could delete that part of that podcast.
You weren't wrong, though, about Alex. He started
Well, the first round.
But, dude, like, Alex is so good, no matter what, he always deserves a lock.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, when Aldo fought Conor McGregor, of course, Conor McGregor is, like, at the time, like, who the fuck is this dude? This guy's coming out of nowhere. But Jose Aldo was so good. His record was so strong where you go, no matter what, you have to give the champ the respect. Like, the chances are he's probably going to win. And I think the same thing was with Volk. But a lot of times when people hear about how he got knocked out, it's all about the reasons why Volk lost, like what he did to lose, or was the KO too? Did he come back from the KO too quickly?
I don't think that's any of it.
Are there any reasons to why he lost? We'll go to why.
I
Priya's great, but is there anything Volk did?
Look,
do you think
if I was,
you believe the old man Volk stuff? No,
no. Look, if I was Volk's coach, and if I was running Volk, and he listened to me at full autonomy or whatever, and he was like, "I want to fight on February." After the Islam fight, I'd be like, no, dude, you
Pass.
Should take a year off. Mm-hmm. Like, because even if it was an up-and-comer or forget the fact that he's a champion, if you get KO'd like that in a fight that you were kind of getting prepared for, I think you still need to take time off because it's your brain. It's your
Reset.
Career. Mm-hmm. You only get one of these. You could only get so many KOs in a row. And now because he bounced back around and he fought a dangerous fight against Topuria, who KO'd him, Now his likelihood of getting KO'd is probably going to be a little bit higher if he doesn't take time off.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he wants this rematch with Topuria. Why wouldn't he? And he should get the rematch. But it's like, you're going to go back in there again?
You know, Ilya is so fucking good.
He's so good, bro.
Like, you know, in that first round, even though that was Volk's round, and he, like, obviously, I didn't see any interviews about, you know, their plan or whatever, but it seemed like Alexander Volkanovski was spamming those kicks to maybe tire his arms out, right? Because he was throwing them high too. So I was like, oh, maybe he's trying to slow down his arms or something, but he was doing what Alexander Volkanovski does really well, which is keeping the distance and using his range very well, right? Here's the thing, though. Well, the thing that kind of, like, shocked me a little bit was that with Ilya Topuria, he's one of those sit-down guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when I just kept seeing Alexander float, I'm like, is Ilya just going to push him against that
cage? Close the gap.
Which is what I said, too. I was like, the only way that he's going to do it is if he takes him to the cage, which I don't see happening. But I saw it happening.
But he did it.
In the first round, I saw it happening. I'm like, oh, shit. I was getting nervous. I'm like, he's making him go towards that cage.
Well, it was after a couple exchanges where Topuria threw a combination that had some heat on it. And it was enough for Alexander Volkanovski's, like, body language and face to change a little bit. Because he did look, oh, shit.
Oh,
like,
oh, look at that.
Because it's the heat, dude. It's like...
Look at that.
Topuria's... He's so clean. Like, Joe Rogan said it best. There's no fat on his game.
Look at that.
He does exactly what he needs to do. He's fighting on his own terms.
Look at that.
He's not changing things because you're Volkanovski.
Yeah, he's very... to me, it was that confidence, man. He really believed in it.
Look at that.
He moved so confidently, too.
And look at Volk. Does he look bad? No.
No.
The game plan is great. He looks amazing. There's nothing wrong with anything that he's doing, in my personal opinion, right? In my layman's opinion. Here's the thing, though. One of the things that was hard for Volk that I don't think he expected was that when Volk's game plan, just like everybody at City Kickboxing, is to throw these heavy feints, somebody has to bite, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ilya wasn't biting.
Nope.
And every time that he threw the jab, Ilya didn't take a step back. He was still right in his face, and pushing him, the pace.
He's just addressing everything.
Yep.
He's defending and just kind of getting reads. He's trying to see what he's doing. He's probing. And then eventually...
Boom.
And how he got that knockout, too, is I think any guy in the... any guy in featherweight would have got knocked out because he didn't see the hook coming. He was clinching, trying to get that collar tie. As he's throwing the right side, and the hook is coming behind his eye line... And it's like, you know, Topuria is a power puncher, but he's also has really good shot selection. You don't get that level of KOs from just being a heavy puncher. Yeah. It's your setups.
Yeah.
And also, too, people don't give enough credit for Topuria going to this fight. Everybody, when he fought Josh Emmett and the way he fought him.
Beat him at his own game.
You don't do that to a guy like Josh.
I know.
Not many guys could do that at 145 with the skill set. And he's been training since a kid. So his skill set wise, his bag might be deeper than Volk's.
You know what was really cool about that exchange? And I only noticed, obviously, the fight was really quick, but I saw it in the slow-mo. What Volk and any fighter does this, right? Once they start getting pressed against the cage, they'll cut the angle and move out. If you look at Ilya, as he's throwing the combo, he's angling with him.
Yeah, he's moving.
Because he's anticipating not where he is, but where he's going to be.
Yep.
And watch. Boom. And you see Volk, he's moving out.
Yeah.
But guess what? Look at his position.
He's still watching. Bah! Framing. Now he just followed with the frame.
Yeah, he got the angle.
That's probably one of the prettiest combos I've seen.
But that's why he knocks all these guys out in the cage.
Frame,
it's like,
boom.
The threat is too strong, and he's moving you into the position. And if you don't respect the boxing, and if you don't just... If you can't defend those shots, then he's a combination puncher. He's not throwing one or two. He's throwing head, body, head. So it's like, he knocks everybody out with body shots or head shots.
Doesn't Volk usually, like, I look at the two Max fights. He felt more, like, elusive side to side. Did you feel like he was just going back the entire time?
I think the one thing about Max Holloway when he fought Volk and why he's a little bit different is because Max Holloway's not really a big power puncher.
Yeah.
And he's a volume striker, but in a different way, the way Topuria is. He's really patient, but once he finds these positions, like he got Volk on right now, then he decides to open up. Look at the KO shot he did with the white dude where he hits him with the body shot.
Oh, yeah. Pom, pom.
Yeah, like he's setting things up constantly. Like he's very patient, and that's why it's really scary. On top of the fact that he has KO power, I don't think traditionally you would say Max Holloway is a KO artist. He has the potential to, but volume. Very different styles.
And like the biggest difference that I see in Ilya in this fight is that when I see somebody like him, he's not confident. He's confident in his power, right? But that's not his go-to bag. His go-to bag is that I know where you're going to be and I know where my feet's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. If you watch that slow-mo thing one more time, watch. As Volk is moving out, he does a shuffle. Right there. Perfect position. Insane. Even that one when he was had him against the cage, to the body, shuffles, straight to the gut. Wow. Like his IQ is fucking nuts. And I think I underestimated his fighting IQ.
I think a lot of people did.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Because whenever I see comments or just...
Beautiful family, by the way.
Consensus of Volk is going to win. He's the fucking man. He's going to put this guy in the dirt. And all
sitting
he's really
right
saying...
Sitting right here, dude. Right, relax.
Well, dude, it's all the comments. And like Topurio is just saying, like, you guys are going to see. You guys are going to be my fan tomorrow. Just wait. And fuck, dude, he's right.
And watch any other fight with somebody who is very good at understanding range. When you get hit with a jab, these low kicks, these front kicks, right, it kind of puts them on notice and it makes them reset. Mm. Ilya didn't have to reset. He took it and he goes, I'm right here.
I'm good.
And now Volk has to think about this shit. He's not resetting. What do I have to do? I have to move back. I have to move back. Because even when Volk, he came in with like a quick 1-2 or some shit. I don't know what it was. But Ilya stayed there.
Yeah.
He just stood right there. So if the game plan is, look, I'm going to put him on notice by jabbing up his face using my long-range attacks, but Ilya's not respecting it, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Yeah, because he's walking him down the whole time.
Yeah, so
that pressure is just a little scary.
So we know, obviously, Amazing Fighter, technically, but I want to talk a little bit about the star power. There's a lot of great fighters in the U.S., all over the world, but I think what Ilya has, obviously, has an entire country, two countries. He's a freaking handsome guy. His family looks like a mob family.
I'm only boxing now.
And I think he, when people were like making the comparisons, calling him cringe, like, oh, you're copying Conor McGregor's thing. You're
blah, blah.
Yeah, there was
people were saying that.
Same tattoos. He's got an animal on the front. He's got the cross.
He took the belt. You know,
he took the belt. He kind of has been talking shit. What I loved, he even like predicted it, changed his Instagram bio to champion 15-0 before the fight.
Yeah.
The dude's confident and, yeah, I think he's going to, like, they're like Dana White even said in the press conference, next fight for him, Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Automatically Spain.
They're going to make so much money.
Bro, the whole market there.
That's probably going to be another hotbed.
Also, too, he's handsome as fuck.
Yeah.
He's so fucking good looking.
But Conor McGregor tats for sure.
Yeah, I don't see the comparison maybe besides those small things. He's different, right?
No. Like Conor McGregor, he's his own.
Yeah.
He's his own.
Conor McGregor had this loud bravado. He has silent confidence.
To say he's just like Conor is lazy, I think.
Oh, of
lazy
course,
analysis.
Of course. But I think in the trajectory of
but they're
he
similar.
Has a whole country
yeah,
behind
it's
him.
Definitely similar for sure.
Like every famous Spaniard, like
they said,
actor.
They said 15-0 is when Conor won his title, I think.
Yeah.
Same time.
Weight, yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty
dude,
interesting.
The patience on this man though, dude. That fucking waiting for that slip to the body shuffles right in his face again.
And you think about, you go back resume wise, right? He beat specialists.
Yes.
He beat Ryan Hall at his own.
Yes.
Game. He grappled with Ryan Hall. And at that time, Ryan Hall was beating everybody.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to take a fight with
him. Nobody wanted him. But Topuria took him out.
In the best way.
Disgusting fashion.
Yeah.
And then Bryce Mitchell, another grappling specialist.
Shit out of him.
Made it look.
Ooh.
Bryce Mitchell is not a normal 45er. Like
after that, Bryce Mitchell was like, the earth is flat.
Yeah.
Because his face went flat.
So it's like, we're talking about a guy who has very, very high level skills. That's just a little quiet. We don't really know too much about him.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's
dude.
Great.
I love. Look at this body, head, post. Where's that frame? Bah!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? I was thinking about too, just from like, just a perspective on the outside of the octagon stuff. It's just so cliche whenever you see these high level fighters. It's like when they get the UFC Instagram, the video game cover.
Yeah.
Or when they're hanging out with Elon Musk mm-hmm. and Zuckerberg and they're in the public eye zeitgeist. It's just so hard to stay at the top, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like when you get that fame and that exposure, I feel like it does pull you in so many different directions
and maybe
it's just
also
hard to
like
stay on top.
The mentality of going into this fight is I gotta get back my last one.
Exactly.
Rather than looking towards the future.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's a mentality of looking this way versus that.
Yeah.
And maybe that also fucks people up too. There's a lot of we gotta get a fight and just ask about that.
It's just the fight game always wins, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you're Volk and you're going out in the world and you're destroying everybody and you're making it look easy, when are you gonna tell them to stop?
You know what I noticed? That I, every time I see a fight like this, I always go, I'm throwing my other shit out. I'm doing this only.
I'm never doing leg kicks again.
If I see a dominant
again.
Wrestler, I'm like, no more, only wrestling.
No punching ever.
Just single legs.
All right, so really quick, matchmakers, Ilya Topuria, who is he rematching? Does Volk deserve it? Do we give him a
Volk
new guy?
It,
or do we give him the winner of Yair Ortega?
This is what I feel. If Alexander Volkanovski is not going to take a year off, or maybe like 7 or 8 months off, I feel like Ilya's ass is going to itch and he's going to want to fight again. Mm-hmm. So he'll take on whatever challenger. If Max wins his next fight in dominating fashion, you know that's going to be Max and Ilya.
Yeah.
If, think so?
That's a fun matchup.
You think the UFC allows that to happen?
100%. Because Max has beaten everybody.
Yeah.
So he literally is the next in line. So,
but that's what I'm saying. I don't think they want their new... you know, cash cow to get destroyed. No,
but it's still competitive, bro. It's not a 100% win for Max.
No, I don't think so either.
It's not. It's a tough challenge for Max, and it's star power wise. How do you build up Ilya Topuria's name for the layman UFC fan?
Give him a winner of the Mexico fight so they can all speak Spanish in Spain.
Okay.
And then you give him the Hawaii.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about
the
Spanish.
Hey, pinche bendejo. You want that.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
I think we're ruined.
I want Max... now to win more than ever so he can come back and fight Ilya.
Ooh.
If Alex wants to take the break, which he needs.
He should.
He absolutely
should.
Because it's not like he looked bad in this fight. No. He looked amazing. So I think he just needs a break from getting knocked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's normal. That should be a protocol. That should be, like, these fighters have to protect themselves from, they just can't go out there and fight all the time. We would love to see it, but you got to save your brain, yo.
All right, let's get over to some news. UFC 300, we've been talking about it for 25 months. Dana White said it's going to be the craziest thing you've ever seen. Clearly, there was a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. They probably didn't get the fight they wanted, but it is announced the main event of UFC 300 is our boy Jamahal Hill and Alex Pereira for the 205 belt, which I don't think anyone saw coming.
Yeah.
Were you kind of like, meh?
You know what, though?
It's a great fight, but the way they hyped it up, you can't. That wasn't the first fight, let's be honest.
The card, if it's going to be Jamahal Hill and Pereira, the main card should just be Gaethje and Max Holloway.
I know.
And they go under.
They blew the load because they thought they were going to get a bigger fight.
Yeah.
They fucked up.
They kind of fucked up.
Honestly, I was really excited about this one.
Oh, that's because you're whack.
I'm excited, but is it a 300 EVO?
Here's the thing, I think going up to it, I just didn't really believe that there was going to be some crazy announcement. Because we follow the sport enough to know that, like, who's booked, who's not. Right. So, like, the expectation was already like, well,
they were hoping
who can
for
they
Izzy.
Really get?
I think they were hoping for Izzy Alex or Izzy DDP.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
As far as, like, what makes sense to, we talked about this, for Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway, a lot of us didn't like it because it just felt like a big fight just to be a big fight, right? Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of 300. But this one actually makes sense because it's like, at least it's moving the title picture at light heavyweight. I'm really curious to see how Jamahal Hill matches up with Pereira.
He says he's not going to wrestle.
Yeah, like, I'm just excited for that.
Can he stand? Because it's not even a year yet and his Achilles was ripped off.
Pereira? Pereira is must-see TV.
Yeah.
So, and he's getting older, so it's like, bro, he wants to fight every other fucking UFC. Let's give him a bunch of fights, bro.
Yeah.
We have to appreciate him while we can.
I Alex Pereira's entrance into the UFC is a fairy tale.
Legendary. Know? He really is Thanos, bro. DC says he's Thanos. It's so true.
And he can't, and nobody can copy his style because his style is so stupid. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
To have your hands here and not even bladed, square.
Square.
It's the wildest.
Like a Sock'em Rock'em. He's a Sock'em Rock'em robot.
It's the wildest thing. Like the last time we sparred, I tried. It's too scary.
Yeah.
It's just so scary. You just get jabbed in the face. Like your eyes have to be so fucking good for you to stand like this. It doesn't make sense. And I'm not doing it.
Oof.
Like I refuse.
Oof.
But look, we're all going to watch it. The card, first of all, as MMA fans, that card is fucking stacked. It's still a great card. It's just, I think Dana White blew the load by hyping it up, announcing too many fights too fast.
I think there's 7 fights on the main card, which is usually, it's cool because we usually get 5.
Yeah.
So we get more bang for our buck, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, but come on, it's not like a surprise. If Tom Aspinall, John Jones, we'd be like,
what the fuck?
What do you think would be... like your main event, like your perfect main event that you would
anything have. Honestly, Connor, Michael Chandler, or it could have been anything with John Jones or a heavyweight fight or Alex in like the two guys, DDP or Strickland or not Strickland, Israel.
Mm.
It's not 300, but it's still cool. But speaking of 300, we found out the fight that Dana White did offer, possibly for a main event, was to Leon Edwards. He asked if he wanted to fight these three guys. He said he would, but ultimately it did not happen.
See, that's fun.
That would have been fun. Too bad for Bilal.
I wonder why they didn't do any of this.
Islam, stay in your weight class.
But see, that would have been a 300 fight, would it not?
Yeah, but I don't want to see people shift weight classes anymore. These fights are just whatever.
It breaks my heart.
Shavkat, give him Shavkat or Hamzat. I think those make sense.
Yeah, that would be a fun time.
Especially
are these all Ramadan guys?
You know, I was thinking about this.
Get them when they're weak.
I was thinking.
That's the strategy. Leon, come on, Rocky. They're not eating. Get them.
They're hungry, bro. They're hungry.
Get them, Rocky.
Or they're even better. Oh, my God. Forget it.
He's trying to end the fight because he's hungry.
But, like, in my head, I was like, it would have been cool, and you tell me if this is a good idea. It would have been cool if they built up Leon Edwards and Bilal, because the storyline would be cool.
Oh, I forgot about Bilal.
And like, what if they did?
They didn't even ask him.
Remember they used to do the UFC prime times? Do you guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
It was like super dope. What if they did the treatment for Leon and Bilal? Do you think that could be a good idea to sell pay-per-views? Like, if we got people invested in these stories.
Yes, but not for 300.
Yeah.
Bilal
is,
you know, he gets a lot of hate.
I like him.
Because he's not a very exciting fighter.
But they play the Khabib angle because he's different now.
Yeah.
And since he started training with those guys, he's a little different.
But I feel that is a bias on our part because we like that style. But for the general fan base,
that's true.
They call it hugging. They don't like it, right? But which I still don't understand after how much the sport has evolved for people to think that somebody dragging somebody to the floor and socking their face in is boring. Yeah. I still don't understand how that's boring. But that in and of itself will not be enough for any ticket sales.
That's true.
Right? Leon is also very bad on the mic. He's not very good at
shit talking. He's too quiet.
Yeah.
He's
such a
nice
guy. Quiet. And also Bilal is bad on the mic as well. So you have two guys who are very... I think Bilal thinks he's charismatic, but he's actually very bad with his words. He stutters a lot. Mm. He talks really fast. He doesn't know how to articulate very well. So like,
dude, you're just shitting on this guy's communication skills.
He actually is terrible with his wife.
He kind of has a list.
His values are wrong.
Yeah, his wife talks about her feelings. He goes, "Be quiet, woman. Stay in your place." And his communication skills are absolutely terrible.
Sounds like a real cool guy to me.
Sounds like a guy I want to hang out with. You know what I mean?
One more piece of news. We are short on time.
This is my favorite.
This is my favorite thing of the week. I've been watching this every day. Bye-bye. There you go. This is Bisbang at UFC 298.
What a guy. What a night.
What a guy.
298, Anaheim, California. Certainly one for the books. What a guy. That's fucking gay.
Yo! He's the best.
So funny.
I'll tell you this. That's not his fault. That's the camera. That's the controller's fault. They completely fucked up.
He's being funny,
but
dude.
Him also making fun of himself.
Yeah, he's making fun of himself.
What a guy.
Hey, did you see what the New York Post wrote?
What?
So the headline was, Michael Bisping, ex-UFC star, caught for homophobic
scandal. Of course.
Shut the fuck up. That's the gayest article ever. How about that, dude? In your face.
And the article is like this big, dude.
Over that?
How could you have made...
It's like this big.
The UFC has a bunch of gay fighters, and they're kicking ass, and
they're all
women.
Come on.
Yeah.
Gits, baby.
In fact, in order for you to be successful as a female fighter, you have to be gay. That is a prerequisite.
Yo, that's true.
Yeah. You don't even have to learn how to fight. Just gay. Just gay.
Show you some box, boy.
Yeah.
I love Michael Bisping. All right, guys. Let's do some quick picks.
This is going to be a banger.
This is this week in Mexico City, we got... couple big fights. I'm not too familiar with a lot of the undercard. If you guys see anyone,
let's just start from the top.
Okay.
Let's start from the top.
We got a rematch.
We're short on time, so let's start at the bottom of the card and work our way up.
We got Brandon Moreno versus Brendan Hoyval. This is a fun one. Flyweight. This is a title eliminator.
I mean, their last fight was fucking razor close.
Yeah.
So
I'm going Moreno, bro. I just feel like...
How can you pick against him?
He's a vet, and he's just so technical in his fights.
Revolves right there
vet
every
bias
time.
Over here, dude.
No, I just feel like
he makes... OG bias, man.
Sounds like a David So to me.
I feel like he makes better decisions in the fight than Royval. Royval just seems like a... a wild, chaotic.
Who did
you
fight last? Who just lost?
Pantoja.
What did you think about that fight?
I thought like he was good, but Pantoja's experience edged it out.
I thought Brandon won. No, I didn't. I'm kidding.
But it was like he had moments though. He had fucking.
Moments. It was a banger, yeah. Right? It was a fucking banger. But Brandon Royal, this fight here, is gonna be a banger.
Who do you think?
You know, OG bias, dude. Brandon Moreno, dude.
Shit, let's go, dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not now, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe, I don't know, someday.
Honey, what did he just say?
Sometime, Sunday, whenever I get a belt.
Maybe another time.
I'm going Moreno, of course, Moreno.
He's just a fun guy, bro. I want to see him do well no matter what.
He's a fun champion. Great story. Okay, this one, potentially Ilia Topuria's next fight. I like both these guys. I prefer Yair winning for Topuria in Spain. But
Same.
Who do you guys feel? I feel like Yair, you got the stand-up, and then Brian on the ground, but he refuses, like, Mackenzie Dern to ever go to the ground. So
I'm going Yair, bro.
Why?
Look how good he looked.
Well, he just...
Against Volk?
His kicks.
Great.
Yeah.
Great against Volk, dude.
Bro, that's as good as you can get against Volk,
when
bro.
Someone takes you down, though? All right.
Volk made it an adjustment. In the first few rounds, he was fucking him up.
When was the last time you saw Brian Ortega land a double leg takedown?
He doesn't need to. He pulls guard. T-City, baby. Dummy. Gracie Academy.
That's a terrible answer.
Okay.
But I feel like Brian Ortega has...
lost Tracy Cortez.
Oh, that's right.
So we got to play that. At the you lost
Oh, maybe
that.
He's hungry. Maybe he's fired up.
This is Ramadan.
Maybe this is his daughter going for surgery and shit.
You know? Oh.
Like, he needs to, like, this is his muse. I'm going Yair.
Yair Rodriguez, he's been way more active. Brian Ortega, ring rust, constant injuries on that shoulder.
True.
Let me get torn out too much. And I think he's just been on the sidelines way too long. Yair Rodriguez all the way, not even close.
I feel like Yair's just going to kick him to oblivion.
Yeah.
I don't know if his hands are going to be able to get to him.
He's going
to
go.
His kicks are scary, man. Yair's very scary. He's a bad matchup for, he's a scary guy to fight.
Low, high. Low,
I would hate high. To fight Yair Rodriguez. Like, he's scary. He's scary.
Yeah, but you just have to be faster than him. Like, yeah. He's so quick. Yeah.
Just and be Volk.
And he attacks you from everywhere. He's look at the fight with Max Holloway. Look what he did to Max Holloway. Like, Max Holloway won that fight, but it wasn't an easy fight for him to win.
Also, his hands are hella good, too.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
And Max controlled that fight. He dominated that fight, but he still came out looking like he got fucked up, you know? So Yair brings that heat.
Okay.
This boy here, Daniel Zellhuber.
He's good.
Fucking good.
Talented. Tell me about him.
Striking. Amazing. Long, lanky as fuck, dude. And he's smart. He's hungry, too. This boy's good, dude.
Whenever there's a Mexican fighter,
Ryan Garcia.
I will kind of go for the Mexican fighter a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I don't want to sound like I'm, you know.
Yeah, but what about Argentina?
Nah, the Mexican fighting spirit is different. Is different, bro. Like, you look at boxing. Look at all the Mexican boxers there. It translates to MMA for sure.
Do you think that boxing is more important than kickboxing in MMA?
No.
Okay.
Great.
I don't think
really
so.
Really convicted in that.
No, I just feel like we haven't seen, like, the meta right now is boxing wrestling. That's, like, kind of the meta.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen a boxer come into MMA highly successful, but we've seen the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They also have the clinch. They have the...
Okay. Yeah, like, I feel like if we get, like, a legit... Like the Tiger that we saw last time.
That's right.
Like, I'm curious to see how that's going to... I don't know. I don't know how well it's going to play, but I think we need a specialist. We need, like, a Muay Thai specialist.
I mean, she's the closest that one grapple. That we have... So far that we've seen.
Here, Muay Thai.
And, you know, you were talking.
Khalil?
Oh, Pereira?
I'll say.
Look at that.
Khalil Roundtree, maybe? A little bit?
It was a kickbox. We're talking about Muay Thai.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Muay Thai is a little different, right? Especially because what we saw in that fight with that girl was how effective the clinch game is.
Yeah.
Especially against a bigger fighter. She was tough.
To defend takedowns, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
All right. Our boy, friend of the podcast, untagged himself from our video that David... talked about.
What did I say?
That was a rough one.
He looks like a blobfish.
Yeah. Did I?
What did I say? Our most viewed 500,000.
Oh, for real?
Clip.
Oh, my bad, bro.
Sorry, dude.
But yeah, guess what? Dave's gonna pick you to win this fight, right?
Look, I only said you look like a blobfish because it's true.
We forget he's like 18, bro.
Yeah, he's sensitive.
He's a young lad.
If he's older, he would have been like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, he would have been with us.
J-A-J-A-J-A.
He would have changed his fight. I'm going Raul Rosas Jr., of course. Even this guy is pretty good.
He looked good in his last fight, man.
Yeah, I go Raul all day, dude. I love you, Raul. Look, we just make jokes. My fucking craft is a comic originally before I became an idiot.
Raul Rosas Jr., I look like a blobfish, too. It's all good.
Yeah, you see how I should talk? Yeah, I talk to him, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just text him and let him know he's ugly.
He's fine. He doesn't cry ever.
It's fine. Yeah. You'll get over it.
All right. I don't know. Yasmin, I'm going to go with the Mexican fighter because we're in Mexico City, and she got good shoulders.
I think we're going to see a clean sweep from the Mexicans.
Yeah. Man.
Honestly, I think we're going to see a clean sweep on the main card.
Chris Duncan is no bitch, though, dude.
I was going to say.
He's from Scotland.
Tough as nails.
Also, Manuel
Torres. He's from Glasgow.
Manuel Torres doesn't look Mexican. A little more Spaniard.
I only know about Chris Duncan because I looked him up not too long ago. He's fucking tough as shit.
Look up Manuel Torres. Look him up. Okay. Let me tell you about Manuel Torres.
He's a handsome fuck.
He beat Frank Camacho.
He beats bald guys.
Okay? Let me tell you.
Right. He beat Frank Camacho.
And he beat Nicholas Molta.
Hey, look,
dude.
Two KOs. That's not bad.
First round?
I'm going Torres. You're right. My bad.
Oh, he's the guy that need Camacho, I think, in the face.
I'm going to go Chris Duncan.
So you're going to go against the Mexicans?
I'm going Torres. Yeah,
because I don't want to seem racist, so I need to go ahead and mix it a little up. I like a little bit of quality.
There we go. Guys, those are our picks. There's a couple things I want to talk about, but we'll do that next week. Like, I want to talk about the 1FC Muay Thai kickboxing.
Oh, my God!
We'll save it, because I'm going to watch the fights. We're going to break it down, because those were amazing.
Fuck you.
Okay. That is Nick Dunn. That's David So. I'm Gilbert. Make sure you subscribe. Like this video, please, and leave a comment below answering David's question.
If you guys watched the 1FC fight, did Eddie win that or did Luke win that? Because Eddie won it.
Also, shout out to Jonathan Haggerty. I love you.
Peace.
Not do that.